I'm here with Catherine Schwazik, artist, art educator, and creator of the Smalbany Gallery. And I'd love to start off by you explaining the concept of your gallery.
All right. So Smalbany came about partially as a response to the pandemic. There is a gallery based out of Boston called Shelter in Place. And I saw their space and thought it would be a really neat idea to do a local version centered mostly on Capital Region artists. And of course, in thinking of a name, I ended up finally stumbling upon Smalbany, that sort of affectionate nickname for our tiny city. From there, I ended up contacting a couple of friends of mine who are artists and seeing if anyone was interested in showing. And it kind of snowballed from there.
I think it's really important to get a visual of your gallery. Could you explain it as if you have your gallery in front of your face?
Smalbany is a miniature gallery, which is part of why we named it Smalbany. It is 1/12 scale, which means that when you see it in photos, it looks realistic, but in real life, what seems like a foot is actually only an inch. So some of the artworks that are in there are only the size of a Post-it or even smaller. The floorboards are pretty realistic looking, you know, stained wood, just like a normal gallery floor, but they were made from popsicle sticks. And if you look really closely, you'd notice that the little handle on the door, if you were to imagine opening it, is actually a little bent nail. There's some little details that sort of give it away, but at first glance in photos, and as you were to, you know, pretend to walk in, there's, you know, these sweeping, gorgeous windows that let in sunlight and wood beams on the ceiling and shiplap in between the beams and are pretty standard white walls other than that, but it's a little more than just a white cube.
You mentioned the sunlight, which is something that I notice in the images. So where are you keeping your gallery?
It's at my house in Albany on a table in my studio. Most of the time it sits right next to the window where it gets some sunlight. Sometimes I do move it around. There were a couple of installations over the summer where artists wanted to come in and actually install their work. So I brought it outside and, you know, we're able to mask up and do it a little more safely. But it lives in my studio.
Is it going to continue to live in your studio? Is there ever, it's virtual right now, but is there ever a time when you think you'll open it up to actual visits?
For the most part, it'll live in my studio, but we're actually working with Albany Center Gallery in downtown Albany, and depending on what cases look like in the fall, hoping to bring it down there for some pop-ups to let people see it in person, which will be a little bit of a unique experience because it doesn't fit a whole lot of people inside, as you might imagine.
So also your gallery addresses some of the barriers that artists face. Could you talk about some of those concepts that are part of Smalbany?
So one of the nice things about Smalbany is the scale. Some people, when they think of, oh, making miniature work, think of how much harder it would be to work small. But it really is an opportunity on a different front. It takes a lot less time and materials and financial resources to create an installation for a gallery that's 1/12 scale than a full-sized gallery. Not to mention the fact that it is still accessible in a pandemic. You're not trying to truck loads of artwork into a city and hand them off to people and mask up and all that. It's a lot safer. It's a lot smaller scale. There's also less barriers. There's no submission fee. The sales are no commission. Everything goes right to the artist, is organized by the artist. And it's also accessible for viewers. You don't physically have to get yourself down to a gallery and find parking. You don't have to find time on a busy weeknight or weekend. So it's a little more of an accessible experience. There's no replacement for seeing art in real life, but there is definitely something to be said for having a little 5-minute bite-sized experience of art in your everyday life, which is something that's nice about this format.
And the accessibility. So how you online, there are some videos and there is photography. Is there also text that goes along with it? What are all the different ways that you can experience your installation?
The format that seems most natural for this is our Instagram, which shows photos, videos. There are text descriptions. We also share the artist statements on Instagram. So you'll hear sometimes it's a more formal statement about the whole show. Sometimes it's a little more personal experience of an individual artwork and how an artist, you know, came up with an idea or a little funny story about how that was made or came about. And there is also the website too. which has the same images, a little more text, links to all the artists' websites.
How many artists have shown in your gallery since it opened?
Right around the end of 2020, we had our 20th artist or our 20th show in the gallery. So I think we're at 26 or 27 at the moment. There's been a lot of really impressive shows. They've all brought something different to the table and been a different experience or point of view.
And just to make sure that we know, it opened in July 2020?
Yes. Yep. So everything got really crazy in New York with the pandemic about March, and I started building the space May or June and then had it ready. Our first artist opened, I think, July 7th of 2020. So it's getting pretty close to a year since last March, so it'll be interesting to see where the project goes.
Yes. So what are some installations that have stuck out to you?
There's been a lot. One of the most transformative installations, I think, that really took over the space and made it an entirely different world was Arnella Mamutovic's show. She had these beautiful, intricate paintings. She had a seemingly massive sculpture in the center of the room, and she had made hand-painted wallpaper that was custom fit for the size of the walls behind the paintings. So it really lit up the space in terms of color and just like an array of textures and details and beautiful like glittering edges on the canvases. Hers was definitely really transformative and changed the space. The other really memorable show was Hayden Haynes. His show was called Firmly Grounded in the Sky. Anytime an artist combines tradition with modern life, it's interesting, but Hayden combined, he's an indigenous artist, and he combined antler carvings and bone carvings with pieces of modern life. He had a figure that he made out of pieces of hand-carved antler and bone, and he also combined it with electronics cords. It was like this figure that just commented on the feeling of 2020 and the overwhelmingness of constantly being plugged in and in virtual meetings. And he was trying to kind of bring that idea into this sort of staying grounded in your roots and not losing sight of who you are. And he spoke a lot about how people expect Native artwork to look a certain way, and he didn't want to fit in that little checkbox. No, it was another really interesting show.
You just mentioned that Hayden Haynes kind of addressed the pandemic. Were there any other artists who used this current time of the pandemic to inspire their installation?
Yeah, I think a lot of the shows we kind of view through the lens of our current lifestyle. There's a lot of shows that in, you know, quote, normal times would be experienced a certain way, but we see differently in the pandemic. There were a couple of artists that had specifically made work in response to it. The one that most recently stands out was Tatiana Potts, who's a printmaker and a bookmaker. And the title of her show was The Meeting Place. It was filled with all of these, you know, handmade books that were transformed so they felt massive and monumental in the miniature space. And these books were filled with empty chairs. So she had sort of made that in response to missing friends and family and, you know, wishing you could sit down with someone, which had really hit home to be able to sit down with that show and think about the fact that we've lost over 400,000 Americans in the last year due to COVID. It was beautiful work. I mean, such just pleasing to look at artworks, but a really strong message behind them.
What else should a listener know about Smallbunny Gallery?
I mean, people should know that there's a lot to be said for getting a little bit of art in your everyday life, even if it's just sitting down on your phone for a couple minutes on a crazy day. There's a lot to be said for being able to slow down and look at something or to see a different point of view of something. And in terms of some of the viewers of the gallery are also artists, being able to work small but think big is kind of the big idea of the gallery. But even outside of that, sometimes it's good to take a step back and think, well, if I could do anything, what would I do? And to be able to have, even if it just exists in a sketchbook, some kind of dream goal, I guess.
So what is your website? What is your Instagram handle so we can make sure to find you?
The website is www.smallbunnygallery.com, and the Instagram is @smallbunnygallery.
Great. Thank you, Catherine Schwazek for speaking with me.
Thank you.